the sports division, there should be some discussion on the sports division as we have a situation in which we have an advice for this. So, can I give us to start the discussion on this and deliberate on the advice is given?
Yeah.
And it's going to be advices and not advices.
So yeah, the most of the questions that were regarding the sports division were primarily towards the implementation of it, as to how the plans that are currently written down will actually be implemented, considering the situation, the concern that we have more students interested in sports and the facilities, especially indoor facilities, aren't really or would not really be kept up to date. So any concrete plans regarding the implementation of it? Because it mentions that it will be solved, but how exactly is about plan on solving that?
Yeah, there are many things that can be said about that, but I thought that we are discussing the division on we are discussing the vision on sports and not the implementation of the vision on sports. That would require quite a different discussion. So I realized that this is something high on the agenda, and I also it is getting attention, but it is something beyond the vision on sports.
Perhaps question, if I phrase it correctly, are you confident that what's mentioned in the vision will actually also be implemented?
The vision is the guideline to get to a strategy for how to implement this. And there you see that this vision is giving the building blocks on which the strategy and the implementation will be based.
Regarding the advices, the previous vision was more explicit regarding the operation situation. That's just one comment to also include that in the new one, because that was one comment, the one component that was missing in the new one. And another question was regarding the clarification, but these are just two advices. The question to the board is, what will be done with these advices?
The first advice, as I mentioned, this is a vision, so it should not deal with the operational situation, because that belongs to the strategy and the implementation. The second part, the English translation, of course, that will be available, and an English translation has been made, so it has, if I understand well, has been also circulated, so you have been able to read it. And the third part is that the competitive spaces has been clarified and is now being mentioned as, and I quote, along with recreational sport, there is room for competitive sport with performance elements. In some cases, more competitive sporting level offers a boost to recreational sport. Competition sport is also desperately needed for maintaining activism within the association. For example, competitive sport and a certain performance-oriented sport results in the presence of more student trainers within the association. After all, student trainers are desperately needed for solidarity within the association and the affordability of sport. Competition sport can be an instigator to increase the offer of sports and participation at the university. So that has now been included to explain this point that you mentioned.
Thank you.
Okay. So the advice has been taken care of.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I go to the whole decision. Was request for a hand vote? If not, then it's not. I go back.